Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor of Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. Come to God's Word this morning. We come to Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 31 as we continue looking at the epistle of Paul to the church in Rome. So let us read together God's Word. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Since there is one God who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith, do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. Thus far the reading of the Word of God. May He add His blessing to it. As we look at this passage of Paul's epistle of God's Word, we see that God saves sinners through the righteousness of Christ on our behalf. Paul asks at the beginning, do we make void the law through faith? Through our faith, is there no more law? No, certainly. Because Christ has lived perfectly according to that law, paid our debt to that law in His sacrifice on the cross. And so the theme that we want to see this morning is boasting is excluded for all, as God reveals that salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, who fulfilled the law on our behalf. Boasting is excluded for all as God reveals that salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, who fulfilled the law on our behalf. The first point that we'll see this morning is God is just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. And that's from verses 21 through 26. And then in verses 27 through 31, we see that we are justified by the law of faith. And that's from verses 27 then through 31. So God is just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. We have our righteousness apart from the law. Now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. We have righteousness apart from the law, not according to our obedience to the law. We are saved through Christ's obedience to that law. The law and the prophets witness to this. Acts 10:43. To him all the prophets witness that through His name, whoever believes in Him will receive the remission of sins. And so the prophets demonstrate this very fact. The righteousness of believers is only in Jesus Christ. And that's what we see in verses 22 through 24. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. We are saved through Christ's obedience, His active work in salvation, not only His passive payment on the cross on our behalf. We can receive this salvation because of faith in Jesus Christ. Not an account of the worthiness of our faith, but by faith receiving that righteousness, that sacrifice, that holiness of Christ, which He lived and died for all believers. Salvation is for those who believe in Jesus Christ. Two verses after everybody's favorite verse, John 3:18, Jesus states, "He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." God discriminates on what we believe. Salvation is for those who believe in Jesus. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We saw that at the beginning of this chapter. All have sinned. There is none righteous. No, not one. Romans 3, verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? Not at all. For we have previously charged both Jews and Greeks that they are all under sin. This does not exclude me. This does not exclude you. We are all sinners. We deserve eternal hell because of our sins. There is no remedy to the hell that we deserve by ourselves, by our works. Therefore, we must be justified freely by God's grace. Now, the first question we may ask is, what is grace? It is undeserved favor. It is God's undeserved favor towards us. Therefore, we must be justified freely by His grace. Romans 4, verses 4 and 5. Now, to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. God justifies the ungodly. That is the salvation that we preach here that is in God's word. God justifies the ungodly, sinners, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. There is no other way of salvation. There is no other name given among men by which we must be saved. Christ is the propitiation before a just God, in verses 25 through 26. Propitiation means a bringing back into a right relationship. If I throw a baseball through your window, even if I pay for its replacement, you probably wouldn't allow me to play baseball near your house again. Especially if I do it every time I'm near your house. You might say, he's not trustworthy with baseballs. Well, as sinners, we again and again and again offend God because of our sins. We return again and again to that sin, even after repenting of it. We are not at all trustworthy with sin and temptation. Our debt of sin is beyond just having our punishment paid for. We need the offense that we have established before God removed as well. This is another part of what Jesus did on our behalf. Psalm 5, verses 4 through 6 tell us of God's hatred for sin. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. This is the horror of our sin before God. And we must understand that God is not then going to wink at it and just wipe it away without any purpose of that. This is love, 1 John 4, verse 10. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. God brought us into the right relationship with Himself. Instead of us, instead of our righteousness, our obedience, it is God who brought us back, who propitiated Himself for us. He returned us from being God's enemies because of our sins. He propitiated us so that we are not just on shaky ground, but we are God's children for Christ's sake. He loves us as His children. We have all the benefits of God's children and as God's heirs. Because of Christ's satisfaction and righteousness on our behalf, because of the anticipation of that satisfaction and righteousness, God has, according to our passage, passed over the sins that were previously committed. Because at the present time, as Paul writes this, Christ had just paid our debt and was the propitiation for all who believe, both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. God is just, having exacted full punishment for our sins in Christ. He is the justifier, having in Christ paid for our sins and brought us into a right relationship with Himself. Romans 2, verse 4, or do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? It is by God's grace that we have been saved. And so we must understand that we have the righteousness, that God is the just and the justifier, the one who has saved us in Christ. And now we see how we are justified. In verses 27 through 31, we are justified by the law of faith. The boasting of works is excluded through faith. Where is my boasting? I may say, look at me, I'm saved. It's not because I have such a good faith. Notice in the words of verse 30, by faith, through faith. They are not prepositions which come from us. Just as when I drive by a cow or through a tunnel, the cow and the tunnel are not doing work. So the faith is not saving me. It is God saving through and by faith. I cannot boast in my salvation because of my faith. I must boast in Christ the Savior. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 1:29 through 31. That no flesh should glory in His presence, but of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. A man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Justified, the judicial declaration by God of a believer as righteous. We stand in God's court, especially at the day of judgment, open to God's condemnation because of our sins. That's the burden of the first 2.5 chapters here. And believers are judged justified, just in Jesus' perfect righteousness and sacrifice on our behalf, apart from the deeds of the law. By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. There is no law that can save us, no matter how good it is. Galatians 3:21. Is the law then against the promises of God? Certainly not. For if there had been a law given, which could have given life, truly righteousness would have been by the law. But there is no law. Any law I put before myself isn't going to save me. And God's law is the perfect law. And yet it does not save us, because only Jesus, only the righteousness of Christ is our salvation. And that's so that is the only salvation in which we can have any hope. We are all saved who believe, are saved alike through faith. There's no difference. Of themselves are all people under condemnation for their sins. Old Testament Israelites, church members, baptized, confessing when we take communion. Circumcised, uncircumcised, all together, as we have seen in the first 2.5 chapters of Romans, here show us that we are all under condemnation for our sins. By works, by some law, there is no salvation. To be saved, we must despair of saving ourselves through our obedience. We must see that salvation is by, through, faith. That obedience to the law comes from belief. And that belief is not a work of ours by which somehow we are saved. So also, there is no difference. All who are saved are alike saved by and through faith in Jesus Christ. Galatians 3 verse 8. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. And so God's law is established through faith in Christ. Does this mean that we get rid of the law? Does it make the law void? If we are saved apart from the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. How did Christ save believers? Matthew 5:17. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. How did he save us? He lived perfect obedience on our behalf. He sacrificed himself to pay the penalty of the law which we deserve. He propitiated, brought believers back into a right relationship to God because of our offense to the law. Christ's very actions do not get rid of the law. Rather, they establish God's law as perfect. How are we saved? By God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ, who fulfilled the law on our behalf. Where is boasting then? It is excluded from me and must only be in Jesus Christ. Boasting is excluded for all as God reveals that salvation is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, who fulfilled the law on our behalf. God is just, and he is the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us this morning on Start the Week. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness, including an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail at Salem Reformed Church, Post Office Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be glad to send it to you. If you have any questions concerning the Bible or in general, or about anything we cover on Start the Week, please contact us. We invite you to join us at the Salem Reformed Church in Ashley, North Dakota, at 209 First Avenue Southwest. If Ashley is too far away, we have churches of the Reformed Church in the United States in Minot and Anamosa, North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, and in Hamburg and Golden Valley in Minnesota. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church wish you the joy of knowing God this week and forever.